This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
It's a quarter past the hour here on Sports Talk 420 KBRH, home of the Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah, that's right, you heard the electricity, and that means that our first caller at 555-5555 will win themselves a pair of tickets to the Chargers' next home game versus the Oakland Raiders on October 15th. That's 555-5555, and hurry, because this should be a great game against the hated Raiders. Better get there early. Should be some tailgating going on. Probably some hot dogs, some beer. We're expecting some great weather out there at Shoebox Stadium, and we'd love to see you there. That number again for the first caller, 555-5555, for a pair of Chargers tickets. And we're giving away, folks, we're giving away to practically anybody that wants to call in on the telephone right about now. Producer Bob, is that a caller I hear?
No, I'm sorry, Johnny, that was myself.
Well, the Chargers are averaging a whopping 18 points a game, Bob. This should be a good one. Caller number one's going to get to go to the game, get some pretty good seats, I've heard. I'm not sure, I haven't seen any callers yet there, Bob.
No.
Hum hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, put stop it.
You like that?
Once you go dead, you don't go back.
Dag.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With scrumble?
This is football.
I'm at it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Watson fakes the give. He throws to the end zone. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. Deshaun looking. He throws right side. He's got a man. Fuller. Touchdown, Houston. It's a carry for Watson. Straight ahead. Touchdown, Houston. And Watson jumps into the stands. Watson throwing to the end zone left side. And Fuller's got it. Touchdown, Houston. Deshaun dumps it off right side. The screen pass across the five. Into the end zone. Here he is again. Lamar Miller with the touchdowns off the arm of Watson. And that is going to do it. The Texans needed to bounce back. They blasted back with a 57-14 win over Tennessee.
Now that was an asshole.
I did not see that coming at all. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to tell on myself here, but my picks and pick'ems this year have been pretty good. But my picks on our Twitter joke feed, they've been terrible. I've been wrong on like almost all of them. But I will deny that, even though you've got a recording of it.
Okay.
And I will say this to you, Mr. Tom. Since I am cutting down on my cussing, screw you, buddy, for snatching Deshaun Watson right out from under my fingers when I tried to put in a waiver claim for him.
Well, because you were the only one.
Yeah, but you go right after me. That's the thing. I had to get a running back, so I grabbed Wendell Smallwood, and we're at the end of the waiver thing, so I was hoping it would go past three more people and come back around to me.
Well, he... Oh, well, yeah, but no, that there's no way. I can't imagine that I would have been the only other one.
Well, between the waiver spots, I don't know, maybe.
Well, he's very much, it reminds me very much of Cam Newton's rookie year, and I did the same exact thing then. He had a really good game. You know, he comes in, he has a really good game, and everybody's like, oh, wow, and I thought, well, I'm going to get him now. And then the next week, he's sitting on my bench, but he went off. Monster game. And then I started him the rest of the year. Now, the same thing happened here. He had a good game, talking about Deshaun Watson. And so I pick him up. I put him on my bench, and he has a crazy game. And then I didn't start him this week because Jameis Winston's playing the worst defense in the NFL, and he threw for a lot of yards.
Oh, he had a great game.
Oh, whatever. He threw for 340 yards, but only one touchdown. Anyway... So, yeah, Deshaun Watson. hopefully he won't make the same mistakes Cam Newton makes at the microphone, but we'll talk about that coming up because females be talking routes, John.
I can't believe it, Tom. There's no way I could listen to them.
OJ be walking free, lightning bolts be homeless, and Richard Sherman be giving no F's about your fantasy team. By the way, I'm Tom. He's John. This is Bang Radio Hour number 305. And, yeah, I can't wait to see what Deshaun Watson does next. And, well, you know, oh, my gosh. I mean, NBC's got to be just, you know.
Oh, shit, yeah.
They get the Chiefs, Texans, so they get the only undefeated team in the league playing against Deshaun Watson on Sunday Night Football. You know, oh, my.
That's in Houston, right? I think it is. And I think right now mybookie.ag has it as a pick 'em game, which seems to me to be
really.
Boy, they're really giving a lot of respect to Watson, aren't they? Because
wow.
Other than
well, the defense,
the Chiefs are rolling. They
yeah,
really are.
But don't forget the Houston defense. The defense is legit.
Man, stop a hurricane, then I'll be impressed.
Jeez.
Oh, actually, you know what? JJ Watt did. So, good for him.
He sure helped.
Yeah, he sure as hell did. The Texans, I'll be honest, I'm completely surprised by it. I'm not totally surprised that Deshaun Watson can play. I'm totally surprised he scored almost 60 freaking points last week. But I really didn't have them penciled in as a very good team, and I had Tennessee penciled in as a much better team. But, Jesus Christ, every time Derek Carr gets hurt, doesn't Marcus Mariota get hurt? It's like, what do they call that? Sympathy pains, you know? I don't know.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, sympathy pains.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Tell you what, though, Derek Carr got messed up.
Yeah, and he wasn't the only one.
First and 10, handoff, Dalvin, room up the middle to the 25.
Oh,
Dalvin
no.
Cook was hit, and he dropped the ball, and the Lions have turned over the Vikings again. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. The Lions have taken the ball from the Vikings again.
Oh, no, Dalvin Cook is down holding his knee.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
What is happening to this Sunday? Cook is down.
Gets to the second level. It looks like he planted with his right knee,
yeah,
and dropped the ball before he was even hit. So right where he stutter steps, you can see that knee come up and the ball really come loose before is for Cook right now.
Man, that stinks.
Is this turf really helping?
Oh, I don't know if it matters.
I don't know. Nobody touched him. We see a lot of nobody touched him injuries. We used to see him all on AstroTurf because of the concrete underneath, no give, anything like that. And now we see him on this turf. I don't see him much on grass, unless I'm completely mistaken, but I don't see many no-touch injuries on grass.
Well.
And, you know, I'll tell you something else, Tom. These guys that blow out their knee and lose their season and potentially wreck their career, if they could just stop freaking fumbling when they go to the ground, I'd appreciate it. Think about something other than yourself and your knee, please.
Oh, man. Injuries every week, man. See, it doesn't matter. Preseason, everyone's talking about, oh, why they bother with the preseason? Too many preseason games. Guys get hurt. Guys get hurt every single week in the NFL.
That's right.
Every week.
Right. And you know what? You even wrote it this week to an email out to our fantasy league about how the rash of injuries. We're 4 weeks into the season. And what was I saying 2 weeks ago? They don't practice anymore and they don't play in preseason games. Everybody treats preseason games like they're made of crystal glass. Oh, you can only play four plays. We can't risk you. All right. Well, then in week one and he's not ready to play, what happens to him?
Right.
Here we have all these guys getting smacked around and knocked out.
You got to get battle hardened.
Right. You've got to learn how to take a hit again. You've got to be able to be tougher. Right, it's like I'm going to make a really bad analogy, but you know, like in May when it's really nice the first time you go outside with bare feet for the first time this spring and how much you feel every single rock, but by August you don't?
Yeah.
Right. So you got to practice playing football if you're going to play football.
That was a great analogy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thanks. Gosh. See what I can do when I don't cuss.
All right, so we always have a Belichick clip, and I love this one. You know, he was asked about the next opponent, and, you know, I think.
Let me guess. They're good in all three phases of the game, right?
Well, here.
Well, look, whatever they are, okay? I mean,
wait a minute. I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh as soon as he starts croaking.
Whatever they are, they are.
They are. That's all they are. You know, whatever they are, they are. That's right. There's 53 of them and 53 of us, and they're pretty much whatever they are.
Well, look, whatever they are, okay? I mean, we play a different team every week. Nothing's quite the same. In the end, we just, the team we play against, we've got to do a better job of defending. We got to do a better job of attacking. Got to do a better job of, you know, field position in the kicking game. I mean, we just need to do a better job in every area.
That's right. You know, when we get off the bus, we ought to do a much better job of walking down the tunnel. Honest to God, we're all over the place. Yeah. Stragglers and everything like that. It starts there. All about discipline. We got to just do a better job. I got to do a better job in these press conferences. You people are morons. Every damn week you ask me the same stupid questions. You'd think you'd figure it out by now.
Well, see, we're harmonizing.
Here's somebody asking Ben McAdoo, the Giants head coach, question about how he keeps the team motivated.
How do you convince them that, I know mathematically it's possible, but that a playoff berth is still in reach, that the season...
We need to win a damn game.
Right.
That's what the email he got this morning from John Mara said. You need to win a damn game, fat boy.
Oh, you know what? Wait a minute.
You and your stupid mustache is going to be down at the unemployment office right quick.
You know what that reminded me of? Here, listen to that again.
How do you convince them that, I know mathematically it's possible, that a playoff berth is still in reach, that the season...
We need to win a damn game.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Right.
I just got to win a game. I like how he has to want to. Can you explain it mathematically? How do you keep the guys, focused? Well, for one, you don't bring up math in the locker room. Let me show you guys how if you get the hypotenuse of this here game coming up right here, and you multiply it by pi. Well, you can see right there we can make the playoffs.
Playoffs.
The playoffs. A classic.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We the second half, we couldn't stop the run.
I mean, I was confused.
Right.
You know, until you played Donovan McNabb, I actually thought that Coach Mora was talking about the Giants. Because it sure seems the same. Although, I'll tell you what, last week, and again last night, didn't it seem like the Giants fans took over Tampa Bay? They were very loud, and the Patriots fans were louder than Bucks fans last night.
Yeah, but this whole deal with the Chargers. I thought I was waiting. Am I saying their name right? Yes, the Chargers.
The Chargers.
That is nuts what's going on out there with them in L.A. at that StubHub Center.
It's exactly what everybody expected was going to happen, except for the NFL. Somehow, they didn't see this coming.
Well, I heard Todd Gurley begging fans to come to their game. And that's the Rams. No, that's to the Rams game. The Chargers have it worse.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Rams aren't going to have to be begging too much longer. They keep playing football the way they are.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's what they're out there. I mean, like the players are campaigning. Look at us, guys. We're good. Come see us play. But
good.
Again, this is the NFL loses sight. This is the one thing that they lose sight of. Real
that's
fans.
All? Really? We're just going to narrow it down to this?
But this is, to me, the biggest thing is they lose sight of what makes the diehard fan. And it's you can't right. just say, hey, here's football.
No, you need alcohol.
And they're well, you're not going to have that passion, man. You have to grow up with that.
Yeah. At least the Rams have fans from the old days that are willing to let them come back or at least have been telling their kids about it, you know. So the Rams at least have that foot in the door. And like I said, you see each home game for the Rams, that crowd's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, yeah, and the fans talk about it. There are a lot of fans that were thrilled that they came back, but nobody there cares about the Chargers.
No, they never have either. As a matter of fact, I think I saw something this week that the Los Angeles Chargers haven't won a game since 1960. And that's a fact because they started there.
Wow. Well, here, listen to the Eagles fans last week.
Let's go, Eagles! Let's go, Eagles!
I mean,
I smell a market.
I know exactly what this stadium looks like because we have one just like it here. It's, you know, it's a soccer stadium. It's for the LA stock soccer team and yeah. the Galaxy. And we've got one here for the Crew. And I've seen high school football playoff games in it. So I know what it looks like. This, and it's small, man. I mean, it's smaller than going to an arena football game.
They got the top decks blocked off up in that place.
Well, here's Philip Rivers. He's talking about playing there.
Yeah, it's certainly not ideal. It's certainly not ideal. That's where I was trying not to go with your question. Certainly not ideal. So I don't think it's in a lot of ways compares to other teams having three straight home games. So that was where I was going with trying not to go. So it's not. It's tough. It's tough. It didn't hinder. I mean, we were able to communicate. We didn't have to go silent count. Certainly not as ideal as you'd love it. But you know, we got to deal with what it is right now.
Man.
Well, you know, you shouldn't have been messing around back in San Diego. Shame on you, and shame on your stupid ass owner. And besides, Tom, honestly, I'm tired of listening to rich pampered athletes complaining. So enough of Mr. Freaking Rivers there.
Well, he's complaining because his rich, pampered owner complained because he didn't get a stadium.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that the people of San Diego voted it down because the measure that they were trying to get pushed through was to charge us for their stadium. So if you visited San Diego, it was a hotel tax. It wasn't their tax. It would have been to us to come visit San Diego.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I nobody's forcing me to go to San Diego, so I don't care.
There's nothing there to see anymore. There's no more Chargers. Actually, it's a very beautiful city, I'm sure.
That's all I've ever heard is that it's an amazing
city. It's probably one of the best ones in America.
I still can't believe the Chargers left there. It makes no sense to me. I don't know what the NFL, I mean, you can't even make one team successful in LA and now you want to try two? I mean, I don't get it. I just don't.
Exactly.
Get it.
Everybody knows there's so much to do in Los Angeles that if the team doesn't win, they're not going to show up. They're just not coming to the game. There's too much else to do.
Maybe the Chargers. So, maybe the Chargers are they're the ones that are going to become the London Chargers.
Oh God, they wouldn't. That would be a hell of a move, and that would piss off Jacksonville, wouldn't it? They're kind of angling for that. I wouldn't want to live in Jacksonville. So London seems pretty good.
Well, no, because then they can become the San Diego Jaguars.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Oh, that doesn't even make any damn sense.
Well, of course not.
Look, the Chargers, here's the thing. What you do is when you have an issue, you turn it into something profitable. This is America, goddammit, and you got to be a capitalist. So here's what you do. You market every one of your home games to the opposing fans. All you got to do is sell 25,000 tickets, dude, and that's a sellout.
Right.
What do you care who's in there? He's already talking in the fucking third week of the season about having to go silent count in his own stadium. Well, he didn't, but... He had to at least mention it. We had to prepare for it.
Yeah, he thought about it.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You market your team to everybody that came out to the West Coast that wants to see their team.
Yeah, speaking of the LA Rams, God damn it.
They kicked the crap out of the Cowboys. Actually,
it was 32-30. Calm down with kick the crap out of.
Yeah, it was, but that was a fun game to watch. I actually thought the Cowboys were going to win.
Well, of course you thought the Cowboys were going to win, John. Everybody told me the Cowboys were going to win. Skip Bayless said the Cowboys would win, and everybody on NFL Network said the Cowboys would win, so I sat down in front of my TV expecting the Cowboys to win.
Myron Cope is freaking channeling through Tom.
They got damn Cowboys didn't win.
Frankly, I had a good time watching the game because my team didn't play till Monday night. So, frankly, all day on Sunday, I'm watching the Red Zone, which is okay. You get to see everything, but you don't get to see everything because you don't get the feel of a game. So I was switching back and forth and actually watching the Cowboys game for a while so I could get a feel of the frustration that was building within the Cowboys when they realized they just could not stop this juggernaut offense that is the Rams.
Oh, my God.
I know. Sean McVay. Dude, I tell you what. They're talking about now, you got to sell on the Rams, because they're getting ready to face a bunch of tough defenses. They're facing Seattle this week, and number one on my list of things that people need to shut the hell up about, it's the Seattle Seahawks defense. They're not what they used to be. And if there's one thing I know about what Sean McVay is able to do, receivers run open all over the damn field. All Goff has to do is be able to see them. Once he sees them, that's it.
Well, I tell you what, they sure did rack up some fantasy points last week, that Seattle defense.
I mean, they had a pretty good game last week against, the JV team. Jacoby Brissett. Give me a break. Come on. That was on Sunday Night Football. Somebody at NBC got drunk and went, yeah, let's put the Colts on. Because I don't even care if Luck is back. They're not any good anyway.
Well, yeah, you're probably right about that. That offensive line's a disaster. Luck's not going to help the running game. I mean, unless he really gets that ball going through the air, I suppose that's possible. We'll see. Let's get on to Cam Newton. We got to get to Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. All right, dude, he is such a cad.
Oh.
That's what he ought to change his name to, Cad Newton.
All right, so here's the clip. You've all heard it.
Cam, I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Routes, John. Routes, routes. Man.
Routes.
Routes. I always thought they were roots. I don't know. Was he going to laugh at me too?
Well,
routes. So what did you make of all this?
Well, I mean, the first thing I did, when he said it, I was busy looking at him and that goofy ass knit hat he had on and the way he
grinned. That's one of the milder hats.
When she said the word routes, that grin that he got on his face before she finished the question was priceless.
Well, you know, look, people need to settle the fuck down, all right? And there goes my note right now. There it goes.
Now, you know, okay, I think we figured it out. The amount of swearing from John is dictated by his, well, not necessarily anger, but maybe frustration with people level.
Humanity.
That's it.
Yes, with humanity.
His cussing is based on his current frustration level with humanity.
Look, you know, people are telling me, oh, he needs to learn. He needs to learn. Why the fuck does he need to learn? What does he need to learn? All right, look, if people are truthful, okay? Not going to learn from this. He's never going to change his opinion.
Here goes John.
Look, honest to God, when we learn lessons of this type, how much of it is actually us learning what not to say?
And not what to feel, but what not to say.
Well, here's what you don't say. All right. People say stupid things even if they don't mean it. I do it on this show all the goddamn time. I say dumb freaking things that I go afterwards. God, people are going to really think I'm awful.
Oh.
All right. Sometimes I kind of got the idea that Cam thought he was being cute, thought he was being funny, because it took about 8 seconds before he realized nobody else did. And he sobered up and answered her question, right?
Yes.
He did.
He did,
not like
yes.
He went, you know, that's funny. You was a god titties. Get out of here. He didn't do that. Even if he didn't think it was a joke, all right? What is he? Is he you? Is he me? Is he a regular guy? Hell no. He's a fucking alpha male quarterback in the NFL that's been coddled ever since he's been able to pick up a fucking football. And it might just be that he actually doesn't have the maturity to exist out here in the real world where the rest of us have to live.
He's a palooka.
Right. He is. He's a ill-mannered palooka.
He's guile.
Right. Oh, he made the whole press conference uncomfortable. Dude, you know what it sounded like to me? As soon as he started, it was like soldiers in a field, and somebody steps on a mine, and you hear that little and all of them freeze and go, fuck!
Mein lieber Schwan hat der ein abgekriegt.
Oh, no. Yes, the Germans planted a mine. Fuck! Something's gonna blow up. So was he, is what he did wrong? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. But how easy is it to have a coach come up to him and say, hey, don't do that again. You sounded like a fucking idiot.
Well, you say is what he did wrong. That depends on who you are and how you feel about stuff. I mean, think about it. Think about the things that we heard Donald Trump say on that bus.
Okay.
And America elected him president. Anyway, that is the one thing that did go through my mind after all of the blow up over this happened. I thought, wait a minute. How many people are really upset about this? Because I just watched America elect Donald Trump president. You know,
well, this is the left going nuts because this is about denigrating a woman. So the left is going nuts about this.
Well, my wife is not aligned with the right wing, and she didn't think it was that big a deal. She thinks we're making way too much out. Now, look,
well, yeah,
I can see where it would be taken disrespectfully by a female. I completely understand that because
you can't use that word, Tom.
Well, I know.
You have to use, you got to call them like penile challenged, or I think that they should, maybe, I think they should be like vagina bearing or something like that. Isn't that the proper, I don't know the proper terms. I'm sorry. I'm just not up on these things.
Well, okay. But the thing is I'm not female. So really I can't even say how do I feel? Well, I have no say in it. I'm not a female. Well, you know what I mean? Either.
But let me tell you all how you should feel while you're having your period. I'm sick of getting yelled at for no goddamn reason at all.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I don't all buy right. this PMS crap. I just don't buy it. You could control that.
Are you always wrong? Because no matter what happens in my home, I'm wrong.
I am too, all the time. And I think it's simply because my dick is giving out answers that I can't hear.
I could be out of the...
I didn't say that. What do you mean I said that?
I could be out of the country and it's my fault.
Here's the difference between Cam and us, right? Here's the difference between Cam and us. Our wives are going to hear this show, and we're going to be in trouble.
Oh.
Cam is going to have to just go off and play football.
But whatever it is, it's my fault, so I'm in trouble anyway. So what difference does it make?
Was it shocking to you, Tom, to hear what he said? Was it shocking?
I didn't think that much about it when the words came out of his mouth, but then when everybody started making a fuss about it, I went, well, now I have to think about it. But what, you know what, something else? Like I said, I mentioned that one of the things that went through my mind was Trump getting elected by this country that's now
he's on a different
outraged
scale
over this.
Of idiocy.
I understand, but this country is outraged over this, yet they elected him president, so I don't understand that. But this is the other thing that it reminded me of was Jameis Winston when he went to that school. Those I think it was an elementary school, remember? And he said
last this, year,
yeah, he said this:
a lot of boys don't supposed to be soft spoken, but the ladies, they supposed to be silent.
The ladies supposed to be silent, John.
Yeah, they don't supposed to be asking me about routes. They supposed to be handing out refreshments.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
It's funny to watch a man wear the hats that you do. I mean, seriously, some of those look like they belong on the haute couture runway in Paris on some freaking skinny-ass bulimic model. Dan and Yogurt fired him right away, right?
Yeah.
Did you see their statement?
Uh-uh.
They were shocked. They were shocked and saddened. They were shocked. This is shocking. This is what we consider shock. Everything is fucking a barn fire now. Nothing has any. There's you mentioned Donald Trump. If we had a scale of what should people be bothered by, what is outrageous? Donald Trump, practically everything he does every day should be the 10. What this is maybe a 2. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's shocking. And see, the thing is that I'm sure that most of the people that buy Dan and Yogurt are women, so they had to go ahead and get rid of them anyway. But to be shocked, it's a stupid word, and it perfectly illustrates how much we overblow little shit.
I know.
Although I understand, Tom, several of their board members fainted.
Well, John, and this goes back to what I was saying last week. It is so stupid what we have done to ourselves as a society.
We've made the world a minefield. We walk around like we used to call them Iranian minesweepers because the Iranians would put them out in front of them on the battlefield, these poor kids with their hands on their ears, stepping their foot out in front of them trying to find the landmines.
Well, look.
That's us now.
I said, I don't know, with the movie come out 10 to 15 years ago now, I think. I've said
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. Watch the movie. Yeah. It's happening right before your very eyes. Everybody being told by 10 different devices what to think, what to feel, what to say. Oh, my God. Stop it already. Jesus.
Well, I got to say, my sympathies lie with those poor reporters that were in that room that had to listen to Cam Newton shock them like that of maybe 9 seconds.
Okay.
I understand it'll be a long road till they're back on their feet, Tom, but if we all give them our thoughts and prayers, I'm sure they'll manage.
I'm surprised he's not being sued, you know?
Give it time. We probably just gave a lawyer in our audience an idea.
Hey, that's a good idea.
All right, so the girl, the reporter, is Jordan Rodriguez, and she's the Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer, and she's legit, man. She went to Arizona State. She graduated there.
Isn't that the school where they shoot all the porn movies?
I don't know. Is it? I don't know. But
well, somebody said so, I think, one time I read that.
But she interned in their athletic department doing some sort of media work for them. She worked for, was it the Seattle Storm? Is that a WNBA team?
The Seattle Storm?
Yeah, she worked.
No idea. Well, she was, honestly, you just hit me right in the sports.
Okay, it doesn't matter. There's some sports team. She was their beat writer up there, and you know, she's legit. Mm-hmm. She's worked different places. She worked her way up to this position to be the Panthers beat writer.
Does she know Elaine Gork?
I don't know.
Gork colleague.
Well, let's ask her. We'll call her up because she also now see the, here's the thing.
Right.
It's the thing, you know, you want to, I understand people in the media who work in the media. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of them, I don't think all of them want to get famous. You know, like big famous people. I mean, some of them just want to work behind the scenes or whatever, but some of them want to be famous. They want to get to, you know, network stuff. Right. And, but you got to be careful when that fame comes that your past doesn't hurt you, because as soon as you become famous, everybody starts digging into your past.
That's all anybody ever wants to do as soon as somebody becomes any kind of a name is to tear them down and show them why they're nowhere near better than me.
Well, you know, there are groups out there, John, that watch everything and they make sure things are kept, you know, on the level. Oh,
of course there are.
So when Cam Newton started getting blasted for what he said to this,
they were shocked,
to this beat writer. Well,
it was shocking.
There was one publication that said, all right, well, let's just find out about this Jordan Rodriguez. And
who said that?
Black Sports Online uncovered some tweets. Tom. They uncovered some tweets by Jordan from 5 years ago.
Which is really not that long ago once you get to be an adult. I understand when you're in your teen years. That seems like a long time, but it's not.
All right, well, so she was talking to her friend Kelsey B, tweeting to her friend Kelsey B, and she was in the car with her dad, and she said about her dad, she tweeted to her friend Kelsey B, he's the best. Racist jokes the whole drive home. And then there was another day where she tweeted, they were driving, and she said, mm-hmm. My dad is being super racist as we pass through Navajo land. And then there was a tweet that she said, and maybe you can make sense of this. I don't know if it was a typo in here. You know, autocorrect screwed this up, but I'm going to read it word for word. This is what it says. The earth moves at 450 plus miles per hour. That's 10 times triller than NASCAR Dale Earnhardt's a bitch nigga.
I don't know. I don't speak the language of someone like this. I've been trying to figure that tweet out all week. I don't know what the hell triller means, unless it's, you know, somebody with a hair lip trying to say what Michael Jackson's big famous album was. That's the only thing I can think of. And whether the earth moves at 450 miles an hour, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that NASCAR can get to almost half the speed of the fucking planet. You know what I'm saying? I should say this, though. There's nobody better for demanding racial equality than a website that separates itself by race in its very name.
She said the earth moves at 450 plus miles per hour. Maybe she meant that's 10 times thriller or more thrilling. Maybe, I wonder if that's what she was, maybe that's it. Maybe that's 10 times more thrilling than NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt's
a,
and then there should have been a period. And then the next sentence is, Dale Earnhardt's a bitch, nigga. So the earth moves at 450 miles per hour. That's 10 times more thrilling than NASCAR. And Dale Earnhardt's a bitch, nigga.
Well, now, okay, two things.
That's
Number
the only
one,
thing I can figure out.
You can't say period because that's going to piss off the women again. Right? That's you got to. We just not even allowed to talk about that, I don't think. I don't want to risk it. Let's put it that way. I don't know if we are or not. And then you say that Dale Earnhardt's a bitch nigga, which is kind of like saying that this whoever she's talking to is the nigga, whereas I read it as that he's a bitch nigga, meaning that he is the bitch nigga. I don't know. We have got to put this out to a vote. What do you people think? Is Dale Earnhardt a bitch nigga, or is he a bitch nigga?
Well, I think she
These
was...
These are the things you'll find out on the Bang Radio Hour.
I think she was talking to her friend. It was tweeted at Ya Boy Bill Nye. Ya boy Bill
ya, ya
Nye.
Ya boy Bill Nye.
Ya boy Bill Nye.
I always knew he was a racist bastard.
You know, he's always wearing a white coat. What do you think about that?
Jeez.
Well, science guy.
Jordan, of course, apologized.
Well, I kind of like the fact that her dad is super racist.
Faster than a speeding bigot.
Damn lazy moochie.
More powerful as a homophobic.
God's gonna get you, homos.
Unable to leap anything due to his whiteness.
Look, up in the truck.
It's a mullet.
A Confederate flag.
It's super racist.
Hey, dressed as mild-mannered white man Clark Kent, he fights a never-ending battle for alternative facts, mob justice, and the American way of the 1850s.
Okay, so let's call Jordan.
Not mine as well.
Yeah, let's do that.
I bet her phone's ringing a lot.
Well, this will probably be a different conversation for her.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jordan Rodriguez?
Why, yes, it is.
Hi, Jordan. This is John and Tom. We're calling from the Bang Radio Hour. We do a podcast.
Hi.
We do a podcast about the NFL.
Uh-huh.
And we just wanted to call you about this whole experience you went through with Cam Newton.
Yeah, it was shocking. I was shocked, Tom. I just didn't know what to say.
Really?
So I thought of a lot of things to say, and I've been saying them all week.
Well, how are you handling your overnight fame?
Oh, it's been one whirlwind of a ride, Tom. I gotta tell you. First, I got a call from my dad, and he congratulated me on putting that mouthy, you know what, in his place. And then I got a call from the president, and he said he wanted to meet my dad. And then I got a call from Fox News, and they wanted to meet my dad. So my dad is getting a lot of attention.
Well, yeah, so your dad is a racist.
Well, and he's just funny. He, you know, he doesn't really mean anything by it. He just thinks he's superior because he's white.
I'm sorry. Well, now see, maybe this is my fault. I mean, isn't your name Hispanic?
No. My name is Jordan. It's not Maria or Consuela or Chiquita or any of those names. It's Jordan, and you'll never meet a single Hispanic named Jordan. They would be called Jordanita or Jordaneo.
Oh.
My dad told me that.
Oh.
My last name kind of sounds Hispanic, though, doesn't it? I'll ask my Uncle Pablo. Anyway, my dad is a big fan of you guys. He said that when I was talking to some guys from the Bang Radio show, he said, so I tell you guys hi, and maybe I should do more cartoons. I mean, John should do more cartoons. Jesus, did I fuck that up? I got something in my throat.
So, what is next for Jordan?
Well, I'm not supposed to give anything away, but I got a lot of calls from adult movie producers.
Oh, did you?
So, I'm currently reviewing a script of a major straight-to-internet motion picture, and the working title is Black Panther Pileup. I think we're going to start shooting this weekend at a house up in El Segundo, and I'm very excited. I hope everybody likes it.
Well, you are kind of cute.
Well, thank you very much. The director says I'm very cute, too, especially when it looks like I've got my makeup smeared.
All right, Jordan. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Maybe we'll talk to you again sometime.
Thank you.
Two women came out of the bathroom. There was a blonde and a brunette. A woman behind me said something smart to the effect of, why did you guys take so long? And the blonde woman hit me in the face. I was just in shock that I would never in my life hit somebody. It was a bad scene.
Yesterday, two Carolina Panther cheerleaders were engaging in sexual activity inside a bathroom stall when they became entangled in a catfight with a third woman. Both cheerleaders were arrested and spent the night in a women's prison. We here at the NFL would just like to say, awesome. The NFL. You ain't gonna see crazy ass stuff like that in baseball.
Cha-ching! Cha-ching! That's the sound of Johnny cashing in at mybookie.ag.
I only bet one game, but I put 200 on it and I won it.
If you've been listening to me so far, you're making serious money. You really are, because this year, I actually know what the hell I'm doing for some reason. I don't know what's happening, but I'm making the right picks. See, every year when we do pick-ems, we always want spreads, except Tom doesn't want spreads. But with the spreads, Shoot, man, we're rolling on mybookie.ag.
I don't think you've missed a game yet, have you?
Not yet. I'm having a good time, and I'm going out to dinner with my wife tomorrow night as a result.
I'll bet you are.
It ain't going to be a cheeseburger in some fast food joint.
I'll bet it's not. Mybookie.ag has been in business for years. I'm telling you, they got a great rep. You have no worries. When you sign up, I know it's like, okay, I'm going to give them my credit card number. I'm going to put money in there. You have nothing to worry about. You can do that and know your money will be safe. And man, when you win, 2 days, that's it. 2 business days and you get paid that fast.
I got paid on Wednesday morning. As a matter of fact, I probably came on Tuesday afternoon, but I didn't check my email.
All right. So here's the best part. Okay. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit. So you put in $100, they'll put in $100 into your account. So now you got twice as much money to bet with. It's 100% bonus. All you got to do is use the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G, to activate that offer when you go to mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid
quickly.
BANG Radio.
Just into our newsroom, comedian Ralphie May has died at the age of 45. His manager confirmed that news this afternoon. We're told that May died from cardiac arrest. His body was discovered today inside a home here in Las Vegas. 2 days ago, he won the Casino Comedian of the Year at the Global Gaming Expo on the Strip. He's survived by his wife and 2 children.
Hey, this is Ralphie May, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour, baby. That's cool.
If it be your will that I speak no more and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more.
Damn, John, sad news. Ralphie May dead at the age of 45, man.
Damn. You know what? The worst part about that, I'm a selfish prick. We all know that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I see somebody that dies before I do, I always go, ha, I win.
All right.
That's terrible. But that sucks. Hey, Ralphie May died. That sucks.
But you know what? He would have laughed at that.
I know. That's why I said it.
He would have laughed at that. So he battled pneumonia for a month and then cardiac arrest. He had a heart attack.
That's what happens, man, when you're 560 pounds. I tell you what, though. I've been working on a Ralphie May impression. You want to hear it?
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ralphie May, ladies and gentlemen. All right. That's terrible. I'm a heel, Tom.
Well, really you do it every time.
Well, you got to admit, I have a knack. It's perfect.
I know. Every time. It's a perfect impression every time.
That's
but
right.
Anyway.
Here's my impression of Tom Petty.
All right.
Oh, wait. I'm not dead yet. Oh, yes, I am.
Sorry. That one sucks.
All right. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
All right. I did want to say, I'll tell you something about Ralphie May. This is a guy just sitting around shooting the shit with him will make your face hurt from laughing. I mean, the dude.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Oh, my God. Just a funny, big man. And, you know, rest in peace, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get back to the fun.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, let's go to Kevin, I believe, in New Jersey. Kevin, what's your question for OJ?
My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice 2 necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
I bet you
All right, Alex is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Not
Juice?
Bad.
Juice, can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
Steve. How you doing?
Not too bad, Steve.
It was reported back during the famous chase, you know, that went on in 94.
Yes.
It was reported on CBS 3 here in near in Philadelphia that by Larry Menti that you were squeezing your helmet.
That I was what?
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay, what you're listening to is an old clip that OJ, he did this internet radio interview. I don't know why. I have no idea why. This was before he went to prison for the whole Vegas burglary, armed burglary.
I know why.
Because he was hoping to smoke out the real killer, Tom. He would figure the guy would call in because he couldn't resist to rub it in his face.
So they just took questions. People could call in and ask him anything. And let's continue. This was great.
How are you doing?
Not bad, Brett.
Hey, OJ, I had a question for you. You know, with everything that Michael Vick has been going through and being indicted, I was just wondering if you wanted to meet me on the Jersey Shore to do live.
And they cut him off, so we never found out what he said.
There we go. You know, you're going to get jokers, but that's the great thing.
No, I don't mind. I mean, you know, people can say what if it's negative or what, as long as they're serious about the question they're asking.
If they're serious about the question, they never got one serious question. Not one.
Let me be serious for a minute. I really did not kill Bill Walsh. He died long after I played there. Yeah. You know, I would have just loved to have asked the producer. I wouldn't want to ask him, what, are you crazy? I would have been like, dude, you're a genius. This is a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Just let anybody that calls in come through. Don't cut off any of them.
So OJ got out of prison, and of course, you know, it was headlines and news all over the place. And of course, all of the news anchors in this country, John, you know, they're so creative. They're so unique. They all come up with the way that they're going to talk about this OJ story. They're going to come up with the great opening line. And there's a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch of them. And listen to how creative they all are.
The juice is loose.
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 I could have done 100, 200. I'm not kidding.
How about this one? Orenthal James was framed.
Oh, these people, man. What, I mean, God, it's just, ugh.
I'm telling you, the reason that our media is what it is because we do not demand better.
Right. That's true.
That is the kind of drivel they think you want.
That's true.
So be smart or shut up. It kind of goes against each other, don't they? As soon as they get stupid, they get loud.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's what the stupid people do. They get loud. Oh, yeah. Listening to me on my podcast being very loud.
They call that the vocal minority?
Yeah, there's nothing minority about any of them.
I
guess they are the vocal minority, but they think they're the silent majority.
Right.
Well, we went through that last week. We're not going to get political here. We've got a murderer to throw around.
That's right. And TMZ caught up with him before he ever got anywhere. They left the prison. They pulled into a gas station, and there's TMZ talking to OJ.
It's juice. Juice. How's it feel to be out? Juice.
Hey, how in the world? Y'all stalking me? Jesus, man.
Where are you guys headed?
Well, none of your business. Ooh, I'm in a car for the last 5 hours, so how do I know how it feels to be out? And, hey, man, look, I've been in Nowhere, USA for the last 9 years doing nothing. Nothing has changed in my life. What do you guys, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, there's nothing changed. Now, please, all right, can I have a break here?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Take care, guys. Yeah. Nothing's changed.
I've been in Nowhere, USA for 9 years. Ain't nothing happened in my life.
Well, unless you count learning how to enjoy gay sex in prison. I mean, that's kind of new.
Oh, I heard he was pretty much, you know, had the run of the place, man. They just loved him.
Of course, he's the juice.
Yeah, they loved him, man.
He's the juice. And wait a minute. Did I hear him right saying that he was in a car for 5 hours and they found the right gas station?
Yeah, I guess so.
They probably had a dragnet out for 200 miles all in every direction. Every gas station was plugged out.
Right.
They got TMZ people there.
Right.
It was either that or they were right behind him the whole way.
Jeez.
5 hours in a car with OJ. Woo. Who was driving? Al Cowling?
Right.
He probably went all of about 30 miles.
I doubt it was Doc Walker.
Oh, no shit. Doc Walker wouldn't put up with his stuff.
Nope.
Nope. Doc Walker, man, that is old school, baby. This is football the way we remember it. So all you people that are mad at us for being insensitive about Cam Newton's comments and the poor little lady that got her feelings hurt and everybody that got all in a fluster, Doc Walker is how we grew up, baby. So deal with this.
Kelly running through three Chiefs defenders.
Niles did a good job on that. But that's what we should have done to play before that. Why we messed around? Hit him in the face.
Right.
Right.
Hit him in the face. See, you know, the millennial generation goes, no, no, no. Ask them politely if you can take it off tackle for 4 yards. Jeez, how are we ever going to get this game civilized?
Tell them you'll give them a trophy.
Everybody's going to get some orange slices and a trophy after the game. So just let him throw, okay?
Watch Brandon Sheriff.
I know.
That's my kind of human being. Pure Neanderthal.
For the scientifically challenged, Neanderthals weren't actually human beings. But I'm not going to tell Doc that.
Watch Brandon Sheriff.
I know.
That's my kind of human being. Pure Neanderthal.
And it's true, because the play that he was talking about, you can find it on YouTube. Sheriff grabs this freaking hunk of wood off the ground and smashes this dude's head open.
Oh, jeez. Well, I suppose it's possible that there's somebody listening to the show for the very first time. They may not know who Doc Walker is. He's on the Redskins radio network, and he's, you know, yep.
He's the sideline guy.
Huh?
He's the sideline guy.
Right. I call him comic relief. They call him the sideline guy.
Dude, he's hilarious. He's fired up in the game. I'm telling you, all of it's real. He's ready to play.
He's fired up. VD's on fire.
Vernon Davis, he blows by the DB in coverage. Sean Smith. Sean Smith cannot run with Vernon Davis. And Kirk Cousins, again, man, right on him. What a strike.
And he had him to play before that as well. VD is on fire.
I understand that if you have it when you take a leak, you are on fire.
Carr on third down, takes a snap from the shotgun. Looking over the middle, he's going to get it. He's sacked again! Sacked again, Preston Smith gets to him.
It's a house party, and Ioannidis, he broke down the wall, brother. That was a gang bang.
Marquette King, back to punt it away.
I love the play-by-play guy can't even talk. He's laughing.
It's a gangbang.
Oh, my favorite is still this one.
See, real big play. That's why I never let my neck off your throat.
That's still my favorite. That is definitely my favorite.
I'll tell you what, he makes it fun listening to the game. As you can hear some of these plays, Chris Cooley goes nuts, man.
Oh, yeah.
That dude can't stop. But listening to Doc put it into perspective of how we troglodytic men from back in the old days like our football.
Yeah.
Nasty, hard, and smashing somebody's
head.
That's right.
All right. How about some email?
All right. Emails. Let's see. What have I got? I got an email. I got an email from Mika Haney. And Mika is a good friend of ours from Los Angeles or Southern California, somewhere out that way. And he runs a podcast called, ready for this, Come Hail Away. It's a Redskins podcast.
But he's in L.A.?
Yeah, he's in L.A., and he flies out to every game, and he does the podcast live from the game. It's pretty freaking cool.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. I would like to know, though, since he's in L.A., you know, tell us what's going on, man. It just sounds like it's nuts what's going on there with these teams.
Well, you know, well, the Redskins do have to go out there and play, so I'm expecting him and all his friends to be taking over that stadium. And listen, honestly, what you ought to do is every Charger fan you find, give him a wedgie. Give him a wedgie. That stadium is so small, we'll actually be able to see it.
Man.
I'm telling you. Anyway, so thanks to Mika for being our buddy out there, and he's got a good podcast. If you're a Redskins fan, go ahead and give it a listen. Let's see what else I got.
I do have a request for a character question.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let's see what we can do.
You want to do that now?
Yeah, and I want to put this out to everybody. When I say question a character, I know a lot of you never saw the cartoons because the last one I made was almost 10 years ago. But when I say question a character, you can go back to any character I've ever done, and you can do any character I've never done. I don't care who you ask me to do.
Right.
I'll do my damn best. Because, as you know, I don't care if the voice sounds like them. It just has to be fun.
Right. Okay, so this one comes from Daniel Schell.
Daniel Schell.
He wants to know what else God does besides sports, chase women, smoke pot, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, there he is.
God damn it, I was on the toilet. What do you people want?
Well, it's your fans, God. They're asking for you to talk to them.
Well, the answer to the question, Daniel Schell, is I do whatever the hell I want. I am God. And because you got me off the toilet and that was such a stupid question, your virginity will last another 7 years. I have spoken!
Damn. Damn, Daniel. You poor guy. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. That sucks, man. I mean, you might as well just stay in the house and play video games now. Let yourself go. Eat a couple of cupcakes.
Another. I love it. Another 7 years.
God's a vengeful son of a bitch if he's taking a dookie.
Woo! Oh, my Lord.
You know, that's why he turned Lot's wife to salt, because when she turned around, she saw him starting to take a leak.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, I wanted some privacy.
Poor Daniel. If it would have only been 10 minutes sooner or 10 minutes later, well, I don't know. Who knows how long it takes God to do his business? I don't know.
I don't know either.
It might take a billion years in his world. I don't know.
Who the hell knows? Maybe that's how he creates universes.
Well, I mean, I think that's how he created our society anyway.
You know, there used to be a cartoon that would come on HBO or Showtime or one of them. It was only like 2 minutes long, and it would come on between movies, and it was about this old guy that goes up to his shitter in the top of this tower, and when he shits, the sun comes up. There had to have been somebody else that saw this cartoon.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious. It was weird. Anyway, we got Spreads Mahoney. Spreads Mahoney coming in with a good week last week.
All right, is this the last email?
Yeah, this is the last email we got for today.
All right, well, before we get into the pick stuff, I just wanted to play this clip because, you know, we've had some players in the past who really embrace the whole fantasy football deal.
Yeah, Maurice Jones-Drew played while he was playing.
Lots of guys did. Emmett played. Emmett talked about he was in several different fantasy football leagues.
I remember when Maurice Jones-Drew tripped his quarterback because he started the other team's defense.
Okay.
Oops.
I think it was Emmett that said they were not allowed to draft themselves.
I bet you he said it in a much more creative fashion.
Or maybe they had to draft themselves. I can't. I just something.
It now was, you sound like Emmett.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, now with what we needed to do was not draft, even though I am myself.
All right. Well, here's Richard Sherman talking about fantasy football.
A lot of people, a lot of fans out there have looked at players even less like people because of fantasy football and things like that. You go, you say, oh, man, this guy got hurt. You're not thinking, hey, man, this guy got hurt. He really, you know, he's really physically hurt and he's going to take time to recover. And it's probably going to affect his mental state and his physical state. And, you know, now he has a long, rigorous rehab. You're thinking, oh, man, he's messing up my fantasy team. And I think that's why you've seen the frustration from a lot of players saying they don't care about your fantasy team. They don't care about how it affects your fantasy because these are real players. This is real life. You know, this is real life for them. This is their real job.
Yeah, we get that. We do, yeah. Richard. I mean, I don't, you know, it's
part of the reason you have a job is so many of us play fantasy football for one thing. And I'm going to clue you in on a real fact. They never did give a shit, even before fantasy football.
I know.
They just wanted you off the field and get the next guy in so we could play. That's the only reason they didn't want you to get hurt is because you're good.
Right.
If you were a construction worker and you fell off a building, they wouldn't give a shit.
But if you're a fan of the team of a guy who gets hurt, yeah, then you're really bothered by that. But I don't know. I suppose he'd say the same thing. You're just still thinking about yourself, you know, and meaning your team winning. And, oh, man, they get hurt. That hurts our team. But I do, man. I think about all of them. You know, I really do. It's like I hate it. I hate to see these guys get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't empathize I'm going to cry, you know, like if I watched a puppy get run over or something like that. I don't want to see anybody's life ruined, and I don't want to see anybody's legs ruined or anything like that. But we have discussed this in the past, because if you're going to be a fan of football, you've got to justify within yourself that you're okay with watching people basically wreck their bodies for your entertainment. So what he says about not viewing them as people, I don't see that as really truthful anyway, because we do view you as people, but for the overwhelming majority of us, you're people that are on our TV.
Well, yeah, it's entertainment. It is absolutely sports entertainment, and you talk about being willing to watch guys put their bodies through this.
Yeah, you've got to be able to justify it with yourself.
Well, I can, because that's how I justify them making – I've said it before. That's why, right. You know, you hear a lot of people say, oh, these guys make too much money. No, they don't. That's why they make so much money, because of what they put their body – I've said it a million times. Anyway.
Yeah, we've all known. Well, yeah, the entertainment business is big, and that's what they are. And, you know, this whole show, I sound like a complete fucking calloused asshole. I'm really not, and I don't want to see any of them get hurt and have their lives ruined and their legs wrecked or anything like that. And when they do get hurt, if they're not on my fantasy team, guess what, dude? I feel just as much as if they were.
Don't let John fool you. Don't let John fool you, guys. He's a dick.
I am a dick. But the fact of the matter is, if you get hurt and you're on my fantasy team, I don't go, oh, yeah, fuck you, man. The first thing I start to think about is the guy that's coming up next, just like your coach. Does he look at you as a person?
No, next man up, right?
That's right.
Everybody says it.
Right. And what happens if you get hurt, Richard, and your owner says, we're not going to renew your contract, you're fired because you can't play anymore. Does he think you're a person? Probably not. So, yelling at people because of their fantasy football is kind of stupid. Almost as stupid as people getting on Twitter and yelling at players about what they did in their fantasy league. Shut up, you freaking morons! What the fuck kind of moron are you that you got to do that?
That's ridiculous. And that's the other thing I was going to say. There have been those people that will, if they see a fantasy player somewhere, they will say something to that guy about not performing for their team. And that's just, you should be punched in the mouth for that.
You really should. You're an idiot. Shut up.
All right.
I was shocked.
All right. So I got a bet on mybookie.ag this week, and I need to know what to do. Now, last week, old Spreads, well, we just called him Mahoney. We didn't call him Spreads Mahoney. We just called him Mahoney because he couldn't pick
Mahoney
the spread games.
Mahoney full of baloney.
Packers minus 7, got that. Panthers plus 9, got that. Raiders minus 3.5, missed that. So he went 2-1. Now, I think that was the first time this year he was on the plus side, wasn't it?
I think so. Spreads Mahoney means, like, I've been bending over and spreading it because the bookies have been kicking my ass.
All right, so I'm going to tell you now, Bang hasn't missed anything. He said Saints minus 3. He won that easy. They blew out Miami 20-0. I got mine.
Yep.
I said 49ers plus 6.5. John said, after we debated it, you said, I don't know about the 49ers winning this game, but it'll be close enough that I agree with you on the points. Carton, you were right. The 49ers lost, but they lost 18-15, so I got my bet. So you and I were great with that this week. So what is we'll call him Spreads Mahoney this week since he went 2-1. What's he telling us to do now?
All right, Spreads Mahoney says his picks of the week are the Cardinals plus 6.5, traveling all the way across the country to play Philadelphia. Fletcher Cox is out, but they can't protect Carson Palmer at all, and they just played a five-quarter game. I ain't buying that one. He says the Cowboys minus 2. We will find out how I agree with that in a moment. And he's picking the Vikings, and I think he's got them at a pick'em, but I don't see him as a pick'em. On mybookie.ag, they got the Vikings giving 2.5 points.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, but I don't know where he's getting no line from, so I guess he's, you know, he always tries to snatch half a point here and there.
Who are they playing, the Vikings?
They're playing the Bears with Mitchell Trubisky starting at quarterback.
And that's a pick'em?
Yeah, well, in his mind, it's a pick'em. I saw it today at minus 2.5. Of course, now, Spreads has to send me these things on Thursday, so yesterday it might have been.
No, it had no line. It had no line. Because because of the quarterback situation, there was no line. That's not. Oh. That doesn't make it a pick'em.
Oh, all right. Well, then you can't pick that one, Spreads. Jesus Christ.
Well, but now we have a line.
So I can't just automatically assign. All right, I tell you what. Since Spreads left it up to me, he's taking the Bears and the 2.5 points.
No. Well, you know, I mean, okay, you picked the Vikings. So that's your big deal? That's your big advice to us is to pick the Vikings to beat the Bears and their rookie quarterback? That's your big advice?
They're North Carolina rookie.
Oh, my God. What would I have done without that gem?
I don't know, but, you know, the Spreads Mahoney, you know, he's got the inside line.
I love to mess with jabbers.
Hey, let me tell you something about those the Vikings. They got no line on that game.
All right, I'm betting two games this week. I'm sticking with my 49ers because they're getting 1.5 at the Colts.
Oh, hell yeah. The 49ers defense is good enough to win that game.
So I get 1.5. Even if Colts win by a point, I still win. And then, oh, my God, all day, I got the Bills plus 3 at the Bengals? Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. That defense is going to rock Redhead's world.
Yeah, there's my two bets for the week.
All right, I am going to take the Vikings, and I'm going to give that 2.5 points because I think the Vikings defense going against Mitchell Trubisky is a laugher.
Right. Ready to happen. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, and I'm also going to disagree with Spreads Mahoney there, and I'm taking the Packers and 2.5 points at the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you're getting 2.5, right?
That's right. I'm going to take 2.5 points. You're going to give me the Packers and almost 3 points? I'm taking that. You know, there's very few teams I'm not taking that against. I'm going to take that because the Cowboys, you know, even if it's a win, it's going to be close.
That means who's betting all this money on the Cowboys?
Cowboy fans, dude, don't you know they're the most delusional people on the planet?
What? Yeah, I'm not going to bet on them.
Okay, but see, that's why you're doing this show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
we don't let just any old riffraff on this show. Although somehow Spreads Mahoney wheedled his way in.
Well, I have plenty of money in my account over at mybookie.ag, so I'm going to bet 2 games mm-hmm. this week.
Yep, I got some cushion.
I think I'm going to put, man, they're both road games. Yeah, I'm just going to put 100 on each one.
Okay, I'm not going to say how much I'm going to put it on because I don't know if I want to claim it on my taxes. So there. So there you go. We are calloused assholes yet again.
Yeah. All right. So you wanted to mention about going to our website.
Oh, right. I always forget we got to tell everybody where to find us. Obviously, you're pulling us off of iTunes or off of Stitcher or something like that, but I want you to go over to bangradiohour.com. Hit us with the email box right there. We like getting emails. We like hearing from you guys. A lot of you old-time listeners know that was one of the best segments on the show because we didn't know what was coming. You know, we just did it. The questions for a character, I love these things because a lot of times I don't know what they are. Tom gets those emails. He looks at them first. The other thing I want to say, you can find us on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour. You can come on Facebook, join our Facebook page, Bang Radio Hour. You'll find us. And I forgot what to tell you. Oh, yeah. You want to buy a television? Huh? You want to buy a television? Go to Bang Radio Hour and buy a television. Help a brother out.
How do you buy the television?
Well, you go over there and you click the Best Buy button and you buy a 4G TV.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
if you're going to do it, if you're going to buy something at Best Buy, do that. It's not going to cost. It's not going to cost you any extra. It's just that they see that you came from us and that helps us.
Right. Now, what I'm going to try to do this weekend, as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to do it first thing tomorrow, is set us up with a YouTube channel. You know, everybody else that does a podcast puts their podcast on YouTube so you can listen to it, I guess, on YouTube for some stupid reason. So I'm going to do that too. And we're also going to get it out there on, SoundCloud. And on SoundCloud, you can snip out a small portion of the show and share that all over your social media. So if you find a joke that's a minute long that you think is funny as hell, put it out there. Because I guarantee you, if we get a listener for a minute, we'll get them for all, 72 minutes that we try to do this hour in. Of which Tom yells at me every week. We're overtime again.
And my son, who now has graduated college and is a full-time coder, promised me he's going to be able to make us an app. And if he doesn't keep his word, I'm going to give everybody his phone number.
That's right. That's a good idea. I think that's exactly what we ought to do.
He's listening.
Good. Good. Hey, man. Tyler, look over my lineup. Let's make a deal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to move some things around, man. I like to shake things up.
Here's John's deal. He's going to trade me Trevor Siemian for Deshaun Watson. And then I denied the trade, and he dropped Trevor Siemian. I'm like, what are you – oh, come on. What are you trying to
pull
over here?
Because I'm streaming this week. I picked up Eli Manning, so I'm streaming Eli Manning this week because he's going to have a big day. But I told you specifically in that deal, this is not the – I don't expect you to accept this.
I didn't see that.
Knocking on your door saying, I'm interested in Watson. Look at my roster.
You actually – when I saw Trevor Siemian for Deshaun Watson, I never even got to your comments. I just hit cancel.
Well, there you go. This is what you get for being pigheaded. You could have had something really sweet.
All right.
I do have receivers.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
All right. So I'm about to sign off, folks. But the offer still stands, so if anybody calls in, I've got 2 tickets to the Chargers versus the Raiders there next weekend. We've got a ride to the stadium and Philip Rivers quarterback mobile. We've got access to the locker room and a chance to call one play during the game. There you go. You choose offense or defense. First caller, 555-5555. We'll see you tomorrow on Sports Talk 420 KVRH. Yo!
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait, hold on.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is.
Yazookis uses a lactose-reduced milk
that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yazookis supports change for life.
Yazoo, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.